All right. Start.
It's on the agenda.
All right. So good to go?
Yes.
All right. Welcome to the April 5th, 2023 meeting of the Thurston County Planning Commission. The Thurston County Planning Commission is a citizens advisory committee to the Board of County Commissioners on land use planning. Issues such as comp plan and zoning ordinance amendments. The Planning Commission actions are in the form of recommendations to the Board of County Commissioners, who are the final decision makers. All Planning Commission meetings are open to the public. Citizens are welcome to observe all Planning Commission briefings and work sessions. We welcome public comment on topics for which a public hearing has not been held. My name is Derek Day. I am the vice chair, standing in for Chair Hacino tonight, and we will move into introductions starting online. Commissioner Pessinger.
Kevin Pessinger, District 1.
Helen Wheatley, District 1.
Doug Carman, District 2.
Scott Nelson, District 3.
All right. I think we are ready to move on to the approval of the agenda for tonight.
Commissioner. I would like to propose an amendment to the agenda.
Yes.
I would like to remove the approval of the March 15th minutes in order to remove them to assure that they're fully accurate. And I would like to propose that we perhaps extend the time frame by 5 minutes for discussion of the
Do we have to second that and then move agenda?
I could only barely hear the second half of the motion.
I'm sorry. I was just proposing to add an additional 5 minutes for discussion in case we need it on the February 15th meeting minutes.
I second the motion.
Call for the vote.
Mr. Pessinger?
Aye.
Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Commissioner Carman?
Aye.
Commissioner Wheatley?
Aye.
Commissioner Day?
Aye.
So the motion passes. We will postpone the March 15th meeting minute approval, and we will add 5 minutes to this agenda item. Okay, with that, do I hear a motion to approve the February 15th meeting minutes?
I would like to propose some amendment.
To make a motion first,
yeah. Oh, to approve the... Oh, I need to move to do what?
Approve first. We have to get a motion
on the floor first. And then you can
amend it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I move to accept the approve the minutes from February 15th, 2023, and accept the audio as the official meeting record.
Second.
So now do I get to move to
amend? Yeah. The motion's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion?
Yes. Okay. I think I have some amendments to the minutes that I would like to make, and I'm sorry that I'm not hyper well organized about it, but they would be on page 33. In section 7 on the work session number 2, Thurston 2045 update. So should I just start with what I might like to see proposed for change?
How do we want to take this so that we can capture it?
Yeah. I'll get it up on line, or
I'm just thinking so that we can make sure that we capture the changes. I just see a lot of markup on your copy.
So. Oh, yeah, there's way more markup.
Okay.
Yeah, but there is a fair bit of markup.
Do you have a Word document, maybe? If you send it to me, I can get it up online, or up on the screen, excuse me.
Sorry, I can't tell if anything's happening. I can't hear anything.
Sorry, no hold music.
Okay, we're on hold.
All right, should be able to see that.
All right, do you want to take us to a line, Helen?
Yeah, so page 3, line 27. So it says there were questions by the Planning Commission. There's that sentence. And then a discussion ensued on whether the ask, well, that's a typo anyway, on whether the ask for prioritization really gets to the Planning Commission's goal of recommending enough resources to the Board of County Commissioners to update the important optional elements. So there a few changes I want to make to that sentence. One is to delete the words to update the important optional elements.
Okay, which sentence?
Not the sentence. I mean, it's partly because I think maybe there should be a sentence introducing this concept of prioritization that gets discussed. But since there's not an introductory sentence for that, I'm proposing to just delete the words to update the important optional elements. And then I have a couple of other changes.
In that same section.
Yeah, I mean, it's that whole sentence, a discussion ensued. Well, yeah, it's like I'm trying not to do a major revision, but to be happy with what it says. So what I like to do is say a discussion ensued, period. And then I would like to say, Commissioner Wheatley, I was thinking about the right word to say, protested or expressed concern. I think Commissioner Wheatley expressed concern that prioritization is not an acceptable process. And concern was expressed, and I don't know if Commissioner Day would want his name added to it, that prioritization is not the right frame. because that was the words that Commissioner Day used.
I think that's accurate.
Okay.
I think you've got it.
And then and I wasn't quite sure how to put this because then the sentence gets too long. I want to keep that language about the Planning Commission's goal is to recommend enough resources to the Board of County Commissioners and I didn't want it just to say to update the important optional elements, but to update or to do the comprehensive plan update. But I don't know if other commissioners agree with that or if you want to keep it to the optional elements. It's an important difference to me because there was further discussion about like how much money was going to go into the SEPA process and stuff like that. So
I guess I have a hard time. Now that I see it, the word goal, we don't have a goal. We have a we're recommending to the commissioners that they provide enough funds to do the job.
Yeah.
That wasn't a goal. It's just,
yeah.
That's what we recommend. We recommend to the commissioners. We don't do other things.
Yeah. And I'm happy with that because that captures the discussion well. So I'm happy with that. It recommends, there was discussion that the Planning Commission recommends and that there be enough resources. The Planning Commission recommends that there be enough or resources, or, well, we didn't do a recommendation though. That's the problem. So we discussed that we would like.
We had a concern.
That we had a concern that there be enough resources. I think the reason that it was put as the goal was because we were saying that's what we would like to see. I talked about how that was the contrast to prioritization, that instead of prioritizing, and that was your comment about that that assumes scarcity. And so then we said, it's what we would like to see is that there be sufficient funding for everything that's necessary.
I think if we said something like, it's not an accessible process and concern was expressed that it was not the right frame to convey the Planning Commission's recommendations, period. I think that's accurate. The Planning Commission's recommendations. And then I think you could probably delete the rest of the sentence.
Let's see what we got. Yeah, sorry.
It's okay. I did it.
Well, we're trying to summarize a lot of discussion here, so. Okay. Okay, so are we just deleting all of the discussion about what that we discussed, that it's the goal to...
I don't know if
be we, sure there are enough resources.
I mean, that I think there was, that was intention. I don't know if it was a goal.
Yeah, the intention.
And maybe if there's a sentence in there about discussion regarding the intention to ensure that it's fully resourced or adequately resourced. And then we've got the actual numbers, the voting numbers on the components later in the next meeting. The story is told over the two sets of minutes. Okay.
So there was discussion about the intention?
Discussion regarding the Planning Commission's intention to recommend adequate resources for adequate resourcing to the Board of County Commissioners to update.
That sounds good. You're so good at that.
Okay. So intention, discussion.
After all that. Let's see here. So I would move that I'd say the Planning Commission discussed. I'd say the intention and remove goal of recommending instead of enough, I would say adequate. Instead of resources, I would say resourcing. To update the important optional comments. Is that good, is there?
That sound, yeah, that's great. You're really good at that.
Better it's almost like I do this all day.
Okay, and then I did have a little bit more. That was line, once we're ready. Are we ready?
Same page?
So it would be line, around line 40. I would put in, Commissioner Pestinger asked why equity was not mentioned in the presentation.
Is that an additional sentence?
Yeah, okay. I would start that before Ms. Teeple also confirmed equity. So I would insert that before. And then, Commissioner Pestinger asked why equity is not mentioned in the presentation, period. I think that summarizes what he said, unless he has a different opinion about that.
I'm good with that.
Okay, and then I would add hold on, I can't read my own writing here. Oh, well, again, this is an attempt to summarize. Commissioner Wheatley expressed concern that the survey, never mind. Just leave it at that. Okay. And then there's a bit of a correction, I think, in line 45. It says the plan will be asking, part of the work plan will be asking the board for funding of consultants to help with the housing element and the environmental impact statement. And I listened to the minutes and it sounded to me like public. I'm not sure that the environmental impact statement, I can't remember if it said that consultants would help with that, but I'm pretty sure it said that funding of consultants to help with the housing element, comma, public participation, comma, and maybe then and the environmental impact statement. But I'm pretty sure public participation was included in that.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Well,
I thought I remember staff saying consultants would not be involved in public participation, but maybe I misheard.
Well, I wonder if that needs another look then, because it sound, and it might have just been hard to hear on the.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, can that be corrected with any knowledge? Like, is it? Well, I guess Ms.
It's likely to be here. In the scope.
It is in the scope of work. Okay. If that was specifically articulated at that point in time, I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Okay. I believe it was articulated that that public participation was included in that.
I remember hearing it at one point. I don't know if it happened
again. Correct. Yeah, sorry. I'm trying to look at my notes here because this is an important question. Of course, I can't find it now.
You know, Commissioner Pessinger, I believe, disagrees, and I would side with him just on the fact that Maya Teeple is not here tonight to confirm. And I don't think it's highly important whether or not she said it that night.
Yeah, that's fair. I think I can be done with that.
Okay. And do we consider that an amendment to the original motion? Or is this okay, so would the original maker of the motion consider it a friendly amendment?
Yes.
Okay. That's all we need to do. And then, all right, I think we're ready to vote to approve.
All right. Commissioner Pessinger.
Aye.
Commissioner Wheatley.
Aye.
Commissioner Carmen.
Aye.
Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Day.
Aye.
Great. I will stop sharing my screen.
All right. With that, I think we're moving on to the public communications agenda item. Is there anybody signed up for public comment?
Nobody
in the room.
We do have one person online.
And it looks like Ms. Farrell. All right, do we have 3 minutes on the clock? Perfect. All right, Phyllis, you're muted, so you can go ahead and unmute yourself and we'll start your 3 minutes.
Hi, good evening, commissioners. My name is Phyllis Farrell. I live in unincorporated Thurston County in the Sunwood Lakes neighborhood. And I previously commented on Zoom procedures and parameters. I've been told that you, the Planning Commission, are the ones that set the parameters for Zoom meetings. And what I've asked for, and I'm seeing it now this time for the first time, the ability to see who else is on Zoom. So I do appreciate that. In the past, we haven't been able to tell who else was in attendance and or to see any faces. So I guess now we do have that and a pleasant surprise. So thank you. That's all.
Thank you, Phyllis. And I don't see any other folks online. So with that, I believe we can end our public communications agenda item and move on to new business for our work session on open space with Marissa Smith.
Good evening, commissioners. Marissa Wisman here with Thurston County Community Planning. I'm here this evening to discuss the Terry Open Space Tax Program application and to request a public hearing for May 3rd, 2023. In review, the Open Space Tax Program is guided by the Open Space Taxation Act, which was enacted by the Washington State Legislature in 1971 under RCW Chapter 8434. This act requires county governments to conserve open space lands, and tax reductions are granted if qualifying properties are maintained in an open space state. In accordance with state law, all property shall be valued at 100% of its true and fair market value unless exempted by law, and the Open Space Taxation Act authorizes this exemption. Applicants must meet the criteria in RCW 8434 and in the Thurston County Open Space Tax Program guidelines to qualify. And if criteria is met, then tax reductions are based on a change from highest and best use to current use, with a public benefit rating system score determining the percent reduction. While the board determines applicant eligibility in the program, it's the Thurston County Assessor's Office which completes the tax reduction process. Additionally, supporting documents such as habitat management plans must be submitted with the application materials as evidence that the resource applied for exists on site. The application and discussion this evening is for the Terry property for enrollment in the significant wildlife habitat area resource category with no public access. James Terry Jr. wishes to enroll all of his 12.84 acres in open space, and there are no structures on site to exclude. This property is located in the Southeast Olympia area on Spurgeon Creek Road Southeast, which lies south of Elm Highway Southeast, north of Rainier Road Southeast, and is immediately north of Fox Ridge Lane in unincorporated Thurston County. As this map shows, Spurgeon Creek, which is a type F fish-bearing stream, the largest lowland tributary of the Deschutes River, runs diagonally through the property. Spurgeon Creek on this site is mapped by Department of Fish and Wildlife as supporting Deschutes coho, which is a candidate species for federal listing, as well as a critical areas ordinance important species. The majority of the property also contains emergent wetland, which is a habitat coho depend on during their rearing life stages, as do some other salmon in their juvenile stages. While they're not terribly visible on this map, there are also two ponds which are adjacent to Spurgeon Creek, which provide additional still water rearing habitat as well as waterfowl habitat. Incidentally, some of the criteria for enrollment in significant wildlife habitat area resource category include assessment and habitat management plan created by a qualified biologist, as well as the presence of at least one CAO important species or habitat on site. The Terry property is located in the Deschutes Water Resource Inventory Area, or RIA 13, and also in the Spurgeon Creek Basin. The property is also zoned in the McAllister Geologically Sensitive Area District, or MGSA, and the purpose of this district, in a nutshell, is to prevent the loss or contamination of groundwater and potable water sources for the general public. As it happens, wetlands are very good at carrying out this function, both for water storage and natural filtration. The applicant proposes to conserve this property as fish and wildlife habitat, with some invasive weed management also proposed. And this map is just giving you a little bit better look at where those two ponds are on the property. And you can see Spurgeon Creek runs northeast to southwest, basically through the entire site. And this is just showing how basically all but maybe 1% of the property in the northwest corner is mapped with wetland. And my site visit did verify this. The entire site basically is covered with wetland vegetation in addition to areas of standing water. In addition to coho, a variety of other species which are categorized as CAO important species or Department of Fish and Wildlife priority species are documented to use the site. That would include the big brown bat, great blue heron, and wood duck. And other fish species documented in Spurgeon Creek include fall Chinook salmon, chum salmon, and winter steelhead. A proposal for conservation for the Terry application includes conserving the property for fish and wildlife habitat and to protect a critical aquifer recharge area, as well as provide aquatic connectivity. They would also conduct some invasive weed management. Species such as reed canary grass, Himalayan blackberry, Scotch broom, and English holly within 200 feet of the creek and ponds. And this would be done mainly through mechanical removal. So activities such as mowing, natural shading, or grubbing of vegetation. Motorized access would be limited to drier periods of the year to avoid water contamination or soil erosion, and would only be conducted if necessary for conservation efforts. And finally, monitoring is proposed to take place every 5 years for at least the next 20 years, just to assess the efficacy of the weed control as well as general site conditions. The Terry application meets the criteria for enrollment in open space based on the following factors, which are included in RCW 8434 and in the Thurston County Open Space Tax Program guidelines. The property contains fish-bearing stream and wetland habitat known to support a CAO important species. The wetland habitat covers the majority of the property. And supporting documents, including a habitat management plan, which was prepared by a qualified biologist to assess the site, were included with the application materials. Enrollment of the Terry property in open space creates an opportunity to preserve wildlife habitat for fish species, which are a candidate for federal listing, and to protect water resources for the citizens of Thurston County. And would also be in alignment with the objectives of the McAllister Geologically Sensitive Area District. After reviewing the application materials, the Terry application meets the criteria for the classification of 12.84 acres, qualifying at a 50% reduction as open space land for current use assessment. Commissioners, I thank you for your time in hearing this discussion. And I ask you to move to set a public hearing for May 3rd, 2023 on the matter of the Terry open space application. Are there any questions?
So do we have any questions?
Yeah, I want to go back to the salmon part. There actually is not a native salmon run on that, on Spurgeon Creek.
Oh, you mean as far as the coho salmon species having originally not been native to the Deschutes River? Yeah, they weren't originally native to the Deschutes River or to those populations, but they are now considered a candidate for federal listing, which would make them, which would qualify them as a critical areas ordinance important species. But that is true.
According to the ALSI decision, federally, you're not allowed to distinguish between the basically the indigenous and non-indigenous fish for DSA.
Yeah, I was interested to learn that as well.
And it's not like it's hundreds of years ago. It's not within my lifetime, but within my dad's lifetime. Mm-hmm. There was no such thing as, actually, I can tell you. There are no salmon on the Deschutes River now. There's no salmon on the Spurgeon Creek because they can't get past the log jams on the river. So it's just something that always bothers me because you're putting people's property rights at risk for something that's supposed to be natural, but it's man-made.
Any other questions? Kevin, are you good?
Commissioner, yep.
Sorry.
I move to set a public hearing on May 3rd, 2023 for the Terry open space application.
I'll second that.
Second.
And we'll call a vote.
Mr. Pessinger?
Aye.
Commissioner Wheatley?
Aye.
Commissioner Carmen?
Aye.
Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Commissioner Day?
Aye. Look at that, right back on time.
Yeah. I knew that was going to happen.
All right. I think the only other business is we've got staff updates and then calendar and agenda items. Do you have any staff updates for us?
Yes, I do. I do have a few staff updates. I first want to draw your attention over to this side of the room. And Tasha Knight has joined us in community planning and will be taking on planning commission duties. She'll be the administrative assistant assigned to community planning along with some other duties within CPED. So you will see both Polly and Tasha for a few meetings and then Tasha will take over. The other thing I wanted to mention is, I think I mentioned this in the last meeting, is that community planning now is fully staffed with associate planners. And with that, and now that we've moved beyond having discussions with the board on the docket, we were able to assign all of the remaining projects on the docket to all of our planners. And you've just received today a copy of the planner's work plan for the planning commission for those particular projects. On the flip side, now just remember these are tentative dates. They are subject to change based on staff being able to complete their stuff and planning commission moving through these particular projects. On the flip side is your successes. Those are the successes that planning commission has had over the last few years, getting through our docket 2020-2022 dockets. It's pretty impressive. So I wanted to make sure that you were all aware of all of the work that you've done, because when they come through, it kind of feels like, a bit of a grind, and sometimes we lose the forest for the trees. So this is the forest. This has been great success. So we want to make sure that we continue on, which is another reason why the tentative schedule is presented to you, so that you know what kind of workload you're going to have in the upcoming months here in the spring and early summer is going to be a bit heavier of a workload. So, and then just a couple of updates. I wanted to make sure that you were all aware that the CAO agricultural activity CAO development code changes have been adopted by the board. Those were adopted on the 21st of March. We have a public hearing for the open space program changes related specifically to the ag land eligibility that is scheduled for April 4th. No, that is come and gone. That is scheduled. I will look that up. That is incorrect. We do have a public hearing for the SMP scheduled for May 14th. And then next Wednesday, April 12th, we are having a discussion on Thurston 2045. And at that meeting, we will be asking the board to provide direction.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. You know, we postponed the minutes for the last time because I was asking the question of sort of what happened to that recommendation that we did.
Right.
What's the plan to present that, or has it been presented?
So there was a recommendation put together, and I believe Commissioner Lucino signed that. I will have to look in my notes. But that was forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners as part of their packet.
For which meeting?
Next week's meeting, excuse me. Yes.
Okay, so it's part of the total.
Okay, part of their total package, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. It is also part of the presentation that we have.
Thank you.
Yep, and that concludes my updates.
All right, thank you very much. Any questions before we move on? All right, I will just say congratulations on staffing up, and these are not just our wins. I'm sure you know there are yours as well. Okay, moving on to calendar with agenda items. I don't actually know what this agenda item means. So.
The TBD will be public participation discussion for Thurston 2045.
And I don't think we need to make any, we need to move anything here, do we? It's just update.
Yeah. Just who's not going to be here on those dates?
And we don't have enough people to ask to make a difference.
That's true. That's a good point.
For those of us in the room, let's do a quick check here and online. For these two dates for April 19th and May 3rd, are there either of those that anybody here will miss? Okay, so I think we should be able to count on a quorum if at least we show up. So. All right, moving on, is there anything for the good of the order? And hearing nothing.
A 42-minute meeting is good.
All right. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody.